All right, right now it is time for us to bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at the forecast. Good morning, Pat. How was your weekend?
Very quiet, thank you. How was yours?
Not very quiet. Things, once again, with New York being so close and the people that have left New York actually coming right up the corridor between the state line of Connecticut and New York, the numbers and the activity and the reportings of coronavirus in our area. And it's interesting, Pat, when I get numbers from state officials, I get numbers from one of three places, most of the times all three places, the Center for Disease Control. And then I go to each state's website. And then from the state's website, I go down into the county websites. And we have counties. We in New York, we cover Green. We cover Green, Dutchess, and Columbia counties. In Connecticut, of course, it's Litchfield County. And in Massachusetts, it's Berkshire County. So what I try to explain to people is that when I – we have a news department of how many here, Pat? What do you think?
One.
That's it. So every morning and every midday and every evening, afternoon, I have to make three telephone calls and go to three different websites and then put that information together with the local information that I have. And I try to explain to people if we're off by a figure or two, it's simply because we don't have a lot of people that are working on this that can constantly contact these people. But what I found is people have been great by sending me messages and notifying me. Like if they're watching Governor Cuomo's press conference and I'm doing something else, they'll let me know what the governor has just said. I mean, the listening public has been so good with us in sharing information. And what I try to get across to them is, like here in Connecticut, for days people have been saying there's a COVID case in Falls Village, Connecticut, okay? I have checked everything with a fine-tooth comb, and nothing in the state or the CDC records indicates that there's a case in Falls Village. That doesn't mean there isn't, but that means that I can't report that there is because I don't have any accurate information on that. No reliable information. And I don't think people realize what you have to do to get it right when you actually broadcast it, when you put it up on social media or your webpage, is that, you know what? Years ago, as a kid, I was in this business. I was burned, but I took a lead and it was wrong. And we don't do that anymore. So, it's been a real busy weekend, converting with conversations with people about what's going on. That's the good thing about what's going on right now, is that people are interested. People do follow the stories both nationally and locally. But once again, because of the scourge of social media, there can be things out there that just are not confirmed and you can't report them. But, you know, one of the great news things that happened this weekend, Pat, is Le Bon's market, which is in Salisbury, they changed what they did last week. But then this weekend, once again, because of the evolving crisis, they changed it again. And now they don't allow any more than 20 people in the store at a time. They have a person out front that counts the people going in and counts the people going out and allows the people to get in. They've got incredible markers. They're just doing a real terrific job. Stop and Shop has the same thing that they're doing. And I really want to honor, you know, we honor our first responders. Look at New York, all the police officers and all the first responders that have now come down with this disease. But think about the people that serve you every day in the post office. Think about the people that serve you every day in the supermarkets, in the farm markets. They're out there providing you food that you need to subsist. And you know what? They have very little protection except for rubber gloves, you know, and masks. These people are just absolute heroes because they show up for their job every day. And you know what? They're not getting rich, Pat. They're not getting rich doing it.
Well, what I have to say to this is that with the amounts again, you know, there are how many cases are there in New York right now?
Oh gosh, thousands. It's ridiculous. It's thousands. Yeah.
A thousand. Let's just hypothetically say 50,000. Okay, 50,000 cases. Not all 50,000 cases right now exist. They are counting from day one.
Yeah.
So it's cumulative. So it's, yeah, okay, so yeah, initially there was 50,000 people that came down with the virus, but let's say hypothetically right now, 30,000 of those have recovered. Okay? So you have to look at ratio.
Well, you know what New York does, which is great? They have their stats, and New York is really ahead of the game on this. Their stats have reported cases, active cases,
right,
confirmed cases,
right,
and deaths. They break it right down into four distinct categories.
Yeah, we have definitely been far ahead of everybody on this. But unfortunately, we're also taking it on the chin.
That's because everything started 5 weeks too late in this country. That's what happened. Everything started five weeks too late.
As if, you know, 9/11 and Sandy wasn't enough in New York. Now we have to take this on the chin. But the other thing is that, like, not only with the president, but with any of the politicians, this virus reminds me of a snowstorm.
Yeah.
How is it like a snowstorm? Well, let's talk about this, folks. I say to Marshall, you know, Marshall, there's this storm in Colorado this morning. It is dropping heavy snow. 10 inches here, 30 inches here. This place will get this. This place will get that. It's going to be moving eastward. We're not sure how it's going to impact us. If it goes to the Great Lakes, snow changing the rain. If it goes off Virginia, all snow. How many inches depends on where it goes, blah, 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 blah. So the only way we are able to predict is we say we will continue to watch it, and each day we will update. Now, I don't say that, you know, the politicians have to say, well, every day we'll give you an idea of when it's going to peak and how long you have to stay quarantined. But approach it this way. Every 2 weeks, we will appraise the situation and go from there. That's it. You know, you can't promise people that, you know, on Easter Sunday, everything's going back to normal, and then turn around a few days later and say, well, guaranteed by June, there's going to be great things happening.
Well, what's interesting with what you're saying is I sent a real nice email to all my my sons and daughters, okay, telling them what's going on with me, asking them how they are. And it was just time to write a nice letter. You know, it's phone calls and stuff are nice, and FaceTime, but it's nice to write a letter. And Jake, they all got back to me right away, of course. And Jake said exactly what you just said. He said, well, it's kind of like a real long snowstorm down here. And he's in Virginia. You know, we don't have school. We follow the advisories as they come out. But they're treating it like it's just a real long snowstorm. And they're taking all the precautions, and they're following what they have to follow.
And again, you know, there's many times we don't know when the snow will start. And we don't know exactly when the snow will end. And it's the same thing with this virus. We didn't know when it was going to start, so we weren't ready. And we don't know when it's going to end. We just have to pray. But I tell you one thing real quickly, because, well, the forecast, folks, is nothing but showers. Let me just go through that. Mid-50s showers today, 40 showers tonight, a scattered shower, mid-40s on Tuesday. Wednesday, just cloudy, low 50s. Then we get a break, sun and clouds Thursday, mid-50s, showers come back on Friday. No storms on the horizon. I watched the iHeart concert hosted by Elton John last night. I stayed up to watch it. It was extremely moving. All of the artists performed from their home, and everyone assuring everybody we're all in this together, everyone throwing kisses. It was extremely comforting. I thought that was a great, great thing. And then on Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, I set myself down and I said, you know what? I'm not watching TV news, so I'm going to try to find myself a good movie. And I found a good movie. In fact, I'd give it a 10.
What'd you give? Which find?
The peanut butter falcon.
I told you about that.
And I said, you know what? Marshall told me this was such a good, what a great movie. Loved it, loved it, loved it.
If you love Tom Sawyer, you'll love Peanut Butter Falcon.
Was great. Was great. Loved it. What a great movie. I can't believe there hasn't been more said about it.
I told you that was a great movie. I told you it was outstanding.
Yeah, and I said I have to pay. I was going to text you and say, Marshall, I just watched the Peanut Butter Falcon. I certainly hope you get a chance to watch our movie, but after what you just told me right now, I don't think you watched too much.
I didn't watch much TV at all. I didn't, and I'll be honest with you. I went to bed each night around 7 o'clock, and that's in this morning, like I got up when I had to. I just have been trying to take care of myself because we're working 12 and 14-hour mm-hmm. days, 7 days a week. So that's the case there. Well, I'm glad you got to see Peanut Butter Falcon. I really am.
What a great movie. Yeah. Yep. Loved it, loved it, loved it. I told my family, I said, you get a chance, be sure to watch it. It is a great movie.
It has so many twists and turns and ups and downs. It's
yeah,
really like
very nice.
If you like I said, if you like The Adventures of Huck Finn, you'll love this movie. You really will.
Yeah, good taste, Marshall.
Well, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. All right, good Pat, taste. Well, take care of yourself and be safe.
You do the same thing, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We'll be here. Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning, checking our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio. You can also find him on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, Weather with Pat Pagano.